Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Jaden, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Happy you with this phone.
Sorry, what was the first name?
Idea.
Then could I have a spelling on the first and last name?
Yes, first name HADIYAH. Last name WITHERSPOON.
And then I have HADIYAH. And then last name is Witherspoon, WITHERSPOON.
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And again, I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line for our attorney group. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim for hair relaxer?
No.
Okay, and after using hair relaxer products, do you know how you were affected or what you were diagnosed with?
Yes, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Very, very sorry about that, ma'am. Would you
Thank
like to
you.
see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already have an attorney? I know I already asked, but did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Perfect. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter or signed
Yes, I
documents with
suppose.
another law firm?
No.
Perfect. And have you or a loved one used hair relaxing or hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxers?
Yes.
And then just to confirm, you said you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Perfect, excuse me. And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes, correct.
And when were you diag what was your date of diagnosis for with the cancer?
My data diagnosed, excuse me, I'm sorry. I was diagnosed in March of 2024, March 7th.
Sorry, and then just to confirm, you said March 7th of 2024.
Yes.
So I have 0307-2024.
Yes.
Okay. And then can I have the name of the hospital that you were diagnosed at?
Pennsylvania Hospital.
Pennsylvania Hospital.
Yes.
Was that in Philadelphia?
Yes. Did you want the hospital address?
I think I have it. I have, well, I looked it up online. I have 800 Spruce Street.
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And then the phone number I found online was 215-316-5151.
That sounds about correct.
That's, it's just the number I found online. Is that okay?
Yes.
And then, just one second. Do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
Yes, Dr. Rita Bermeo.
Dr. Rita, how'd you spell the last name?
BORROMEO. Borromeo.
Dr. Rita Borromeo.
MD, she's an OBGYN.
And then just one second. And so I have Dr. Rita Borromeo, RITABORROMEO.
Yes.
And the address she treats out of is 800 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19107.
Yes.
And you were diagnosed in Pennsylvania, correct? Or
Yes.
And you were diagnosed this year, unfortunately.
Yes.
And again, I'm very, very sorry about that. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us about this.
Thank you so much.
Did you use Hyrelex or of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
And on average, how many times per year did you say you would you say that you used Hyrelex?
About five, 6 times.
5 or 6 times. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And can I have your date of birth, please?
Yes, it's 3/10/1987.
And I have 03/10/1987.
Yes.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And then, if I may ask, was anyone else in your family ever using hair relaxer?
Yes.
And was anyone else ever affected in a similar way or also diagnosed with any type of cancers?
Not that I'm aware.
Okay, that's good to hear. So no friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, relatives, close family or close friends, distant relatives, anyone was using hair relaxer that was also affected by cancer?
I can't say for sure. I do know people who had cancer, but I'm not sure exactly like what was the cause of their cancer.
Do you know if I understand? And do you know if they ever used her relaxer?
Maybe I can't say for sure.
Okay, I'll reach. If anything does change, just let us know.
Okay.
I'll reach out to you after this so you can text me if anyone comes up that was using hair relaxer that was affected in a similar way.
Okay.
Do you know when you started using the product? What year you started?
In 2003.
2003?
Yes.
And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
And I stopped using it in March of 2024.
So you started in 2003 and you stopped in March of 2024?
Yes.
And how often did you use the products? Was it weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
So I did it about 5 to 6 times a year. So I don't know if that's like, and definitely not weekly.
So kind of like every other month?
Yes.
And how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products for?
21.
21 years straight?
Yes.
And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Salon.
Salon. And do you have receipts for the salon visit?
I don't know if I still have receipts and. It was never like the same salon. I went to a couple different salons, so.
I see. And do you know which name brand products you used? We have Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator.
Yes, it was L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
You said Dark and Lovely?
Yes.
And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
I'm sorry, you said did it happen 2 or more years after?
Yes, so 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year.
Now, I started using it in 2003, and then I was diagnosed in 2024, so...
And so, was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so this basically just asks if you were diagnosed anytime after 2004. So if you're
okay.
using the product regularly for at least 1 year and you started in 2003, we would just have to make sure you're diagnosed after 2004 or five.
Okay, yes.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for the ovarian cancer?
So I received chemotherapy, immunotherapy, a complete hysterectomy,
I'm very sorry.
And pain meds.
So I have chemotherapy, immunotherapy, a complete hysterectomy, and pain medication.
Yes, sir.
I see. Again, I'm very, very sorry about that. And what was
Thank
the
you.
date of your treatment?
4 or 5 days after my diagnosis in March.
And then what was the date of your diagnosis?
My diagnosis was March 7th.
So, March 12th,
March
maybe,
7th,
is when
the
you
7th.
started. Or, oh,
Oh,
the
I'm
start you
sorry.
started. And then I could put March 12th, or what would you want me to put?
Yeah, you could put the 12th. My birthday was the 10th, so.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see. So I have treatment date is March 12th, 2024.
Yes.
And then, do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
Yes, Dr. Kim, Dr. Sarah Kim, she's an oncologist.
Sorry, did you say Sarah or did you say Sarah?
Sarah, Farah.
Oh, Farah, Farah.
No, with an S, but isn't Sam?
Oh, Sarah. And then what was her last name?
Kim.
And was she out of the same hospital?
Yes.
Sarah H. Kim.
I believe, I'm not sure of the middle initial, but yeah, Sarah Kim.
And she treated you, and it was the same address, correct?
Yes.
800 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19019107.
Yes.
And do you have a phone number for her, or should I use the phone number I found online?
You can use the phone number you found online.
And then, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, I am a female.
Perfect. And then, can I have the spelling on your first name, the middle initial, and the spelling on your last name?
Yes, my first name, Hadiya, Hadiyah, Iyah. Middle initial is a T. Last name, Witherspoon, Witherspoon.
And then I have Hadiya, Hadiyah. Middle name is T, last name is Witherspoon, Witherspoon.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can I have your full social, please?
206-66-8292.
And I have 206-668292.
Yes.
Perfect. And then can I have your full email address?
Yes, it's my first name, Hadiya, Hadiyah, Iyah1214@gmail.com.
And then I have Hadiya1214@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then just one second. And then the phone number I have is 267-933-7310.
Yes, that's correct.
And is that a mobile home phone or both?
It's a mobile.
Mobile. And then can I have your full home address, please?
Yes, 6501 North 8th Street, Philadelphia,
Northeast.
PA. 8th, like the number 8.
North 8th Street. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yes, the zip is 19126. Excuse me.
No worries. I'm just going to read this back to you to make sure I have this correct. I have 6501 North 8th Street, Philadelphia, Philadelphia County, Pennsylvania, 19126.
Yes.
And do you have a copy of your medical records?
My doctor has my medical records.
Okay. And okay, sounds good. So we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
I can put my brother down. He doesn't live with me.
Okay. And then can I just have his first name and his phone number?
Yes, his name is Haron, Haron. He has the same last name. And his number is 215-847-3034.
215-847-3034.
Yes.
For Haron.
Yes, Haron.
And that was your brother, correct?
Yes.
And then before I send these documents out, I'm just going to confirm some of this information. I have 6501 North 8th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19126.
Yes, that's correct.
And then main phone number is 267-933-7310.
Yes.
And full social I have on file is 206-66-8292.
Yes.
And then spelling on the first, middle, and last name is HadiyahT Witherspoon, WitherSpoon.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just going to send over our documents right now. Just let me know as soon as they have gotten to you. They're going to come through to either text message or email.
Okay.
And then just let me know as soon as you have access to them.
It's a DocuSign.
Yeah, so just click on the link and then it's going to ask you, or it's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue through. And then when you are in the actual documents themselves, it's going to say hair relaxer litigation on the top. And then next to that, there's going to be a yellow start button.
Yes, I see the start button.
Okay. And then it's going to have you adopt some signatures throughout the pages on this, on the retainer. If any information on there is incorrect, as far as like personal information, addresses, spelling on names, date of birth, social, if anything is misspelled, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Okay.
And as soon as you have finished signing, just let me know.
Okay. Okay, I'm finished.
Okay. I'm just gonna double check everything on here is accurate and then you should be good to go. Okay. So the spelling on the first name I have is HadiyahT Witherspoon, WitherSpoon.
Yes.
And then address is 6501 North 8th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19126.
Yes.
Date of birth is 03-10-1987.
Yes.
And then full social is 206-66-8292.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Everything should be good to go. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to come from a 949 number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. So if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me right now?
Not at the moment.
Okay. And if anyone in your family was ever affected, just send their information over and we can help them, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.